I'm Marilyn Heider. Richard Lahern is a pain advocate who has been working for change at the CDC on behalf of patients who need opioids for chronic conditions. While his work continued, the pandemic hit. What is happening during the pandemic? Are you hearing from more patients who are in dire need because of the pandemic? We have heard reports that suicides may be going up. What have you learned from the people who you are in contact with?
In fact, yes, the opioid issues, opioid-related issues, in both addicts and chronic pain patients are being very, very much aggravated by the COVID crisis. Social isolation is a real potentiator for depression and for higher levels of pain. And the mechanics of the COVID crisis are causing patients to lose coverage for pain medication, and they're causing problems with pharmacies. And yet, at the same time, state medical boards and others are continuing to persecute doctors for prescribing opioids. And this is beginning to make itself felt even in the government bureaucracy surrounding the CDC. I was in a meeting just yesterday, as a matter of fact, with the National Centers for Injury Prevention and Control, addressing the need to revise our opioid prescribing standards. And the COVID crisis as a subtext for that meeting was very, very strong. Nurses tell me that patients are being turned away at the door in some cases. Doctors and nurses and patients tell me repeatedly that patient appointments are being delayed. And yet, in some practices, patients are being required to show up as usual in office environments where exposure to others who may have COVID-19 is possible.
And you've already been trying to get guidelines changed so that chronic patients who depend on opioids won't be cut off, as so many have. What is the latest on that?
Right now, the CDC has just selected an opioid work group to oversee the review and revision of the 2016 guidelines. There was a meeting just yesterday to announce the membership of that group, and they have had significant broad-based input from both medical professionals and patients that have shown beyond a reasonable doubt that the guidelines of 2016 have actively and needlessly harmed patients. The American Medical Association, in fact, has published comments to the guidelines in which they make an explicit point that says the CDC has been negligent in not tracking appropriately the outcomes of their own policies and in creating conditions which have truly harmed patients in large numbers. There is a really, I would say, revolutionary thrust in this. The AMA has, in its most recent comments to the CDC, advocated for the repeal of all state and federal limitations on dose level or dose duration for opioid medications. Because what they're saying is that the restriction of opioids, which happened after the 2016 guidelines, truly harmed a lot of patients, and it was not accompanied by evidence of improvement in the conditions of patients who were being managed that way. We're also learning, and this is a little harder to get your hands around, there never will be a maximum safe dose of opioids for all patients all the time, because patients do not metabolize opioids in the same way. The result of that is that the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality has admitted publicly there are presently no known patient profiling instruments or surveys that can accurately predict or usefully predict the risk of opioid dependence, tolerance, or addiction in any individual. The thing that AHRQ did not admit, and that has to be brought out in public, that I'm working to bring out in public, is that natural genetic variability in metabolism is the cause of that reality. What we're learning is there is no one-size-fits-all patient. There is no one-size-fits-all therapy, and we need to return the planning of patient therapy to doctors and get law enforcement out of their offices. And over half of U.S. organizations that represent over half of U.S. doctors has come out publicly advocating for the removal of law enforcement from the offices of frontline physicians, because it is made very clear that DEA and other Department of Justice policies are destroying doctors, they're destroying medical practices, and they are killing patients.
Pain management advocate Richard Lawhern, Marilyn Heider, Kobo News.